My father was Caesar von Hofacker. He was a direct cousin of Count Stauffenberg, and he was under the German occupation in France. And he was primarily organizing the plot in Paris on the 20th of July. He was arrested in Paris after the 20th of July and interrogated first in Paris and then transferred to Berlin. And he stood before the People's Court late August 1944 and was sentenced to death. But the death sentence was only executed on the 20th of December 1944. So he was arrested for quite a long time, obviously because the Gestapo knew that he was an important figure in Paris and they wanted to get more names out of him. After my father was arrested, my mother and my two older sister and brother were arrested and put into concentration camps. And the younger, my next older sister and my younger sister, we were in a children's home. And that was quite a negative experience. I was very homesick at that time because I didn't know why I was at that place. You know, my mother hadn't told us the story that I only heard after the war. So we were separated from home, not knowing why. And today I sometimes ask myself, how can you live with that? You know, with its uncertainty. But as a child, you live from one day to another, and we're always told it doesn't take long and you'll be brought home again. So after all, it was a year, you know, we were separated from home. And of course, when we were going to Switzerland, we didn't know what was happening, you know, and I would have felt terrible if they had brought me to a children's home here in Switzerland, because this would have, my memories were so negative. And so I was very surprised, you know, to end up in a family with a son my age, and we got friends very quickly. So my memories are very positive and I'm very thankful. And I even came back to Bern two times after that, but very short time. So actually we didn't see each other for 62 years, and that's amazing. The older I get, the more I realize that the only really vivid memories are the memories of your childhood.